The final Did You Know show of this week. Welcome in 245 right here on KCHI. We do it Monday through Friday. Did You Know show, you learn something new every day, from weird facts to world histories to how animals do things, all kinds of different stuff right here. And I got Cody Felicia with me, and she's going to get us kicked off.
Yes, I am. So to me, this is one of the most useful fun facts that I've read.
Okay.
So if you've ever felt like you think better in a warm shower, you're probably right. The warm water increases the flow of dopamine and makes us more creative. So we're more creative in the shower.
Which is probably why singing in the shower.
I was going to say, I sing, I give speeches, I have arguments, I finish and start them.
Right, yeah.
I mean, and it's always good. It's always bomb. It's great. Huh, I love it.
I guess that kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to keep it kind of short and sweet as well, so it'll be a pretty quick one for us today. So for mine, we have, did you know that Betty Crocker is a made-up character?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, so Betty Crocker is not real. Yeah, for all you out there who are Betty Crocker fans, always get the right pots, the right this, that, and the other. Betty
right
Crocker.
Here. Right here.
So originally, when the company was born, the Washburn Crosby Company, it was all men. There's no women, but they would always get recipes sent in through the mail from women when they did this little, what do you call it?
Ad
in the paper, yeah.
Gotcha.
And they would send in different recipes. Well, the owner was like, it's probably going to be better responded if a female responds to these women, right?
Yes.
And so him and his marketing team came up with Betty Crocker, which came from the word Betty was like a wholesome, friendly name they felt like. And then one of the recently retired directors of the company, his name was William G. Crocker. And so they said Betty Crocker. Crocker is completely made up from top to bottom. It's not a real person. It's a marketing strategy. And let me tell you, it worked.
Uh-huh. It worked. Mm-hmm. They're millionaires.
Betty Crocker wishes she was real.
Exactly. Betty Crocker wishes she was real. Absolutely.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in right here to the Did You Know Show. We'll be back on Monday, and Cody will still be with us on Monday, correct?
I will be.
Yeah, so cool. And we'll see you then on Monday, 2:45, Monday through Friday, the Did You Know Show.